Well, so this week I was looking over sermons, sermon files from the past, and I found a lot of things that I hadn't gotten to, so I've decided to do one message of all the leftovers. That's not true. I'm not going to say very much this morning. It's been a funny sort of a week for me, cleaning out an office and organizing files and packing up 30 boxes of books. I thought that was a lot until I shared it on Facebook that I had 30 boxes of books now in my parents' basement, God bless them. And one fellow pastor said I had 90, so hey, it's not so bad, it could be worse. But you know, as you're going through all those sorts of things of cleaning out an office, it sort of feels like your last day at IBM or something, corporate moment, you know, carrying out these cardboard boxes and stuff. And wasn't the easiest week to change gears and get my head into what I would share with you on Sunday morning. And so forgive me for that. That's the way it is. But I did have some thoughts that I wanted to share. And I'm going to read some verses in a moment, or a little longer than a moment, a preacher's moment. I'm going to read some verses from Colossians that I think are, you know, they're God's word, so they're better than anything I could say of my own in terms of encouragement to you. But I also, this week, sent out a letter that I played around with for a while on my computer, a letter to the elders here at Bridletown. I want to share some things from that letter to you because these are kind of organized thoughts. And reading is probably not a bad thing for me right now, just to sort of read what's in front of me. I wanted to share with you some of the most important things that I think about when I look back over now 20 years as members of Bridletown Park Church and 13 years as pastor here. First of all, I want to say that Bridletown is a wonderful church. It's a wonderful church. You as a congregation stand out to us as a family as generous, servant-hearted, and Bible-focused kinds of people. When I think about Bridletown, words like humble, patient, kind, and gentle come to mind. And at the same time, our gentle and quiet church has embraced mission over just maintaining the status quo. And we've done some creative things to reach out. Looking back over these past 13 years, we can thank God for a lot of things. I looked in the records, and since the year 2000, we have celebrated 73 baptisms in this church. I thought about asking people who've been baptized during these past 12 years to stand and be identified, but I'm not going to do that. But I just thank God for His work, because it's God and by His Holy Spirit that people come to know that Jesus died for them and make that decision that they want to commit their lives to following Him no matter what. And we've asked that question 73 times at Bridletown. You know, is it your commitment to follow Jesus for the rest of your life, no matter what? And 73 new believers have said yes. We've been innovative, too, in our approach to this community. And through partnerships with SIM, with Toronto City Mission, and Guy and Nikki Freeman, with Youth Unlimited, and Alan and Amy Version, we've accomplished more. And we've been blessed, too. Do you realize how much financial support Bridletown has received from other churches in the Greater Toronto area and beyond to support the ministry in this community because of the partnerships that we've had? If you're ever at Calvary Baptist Church in Oshawa, make sure you find the pastor and thank him for 7 years of ministry that Guy and Nikki Freeman completed here in Bridletown, because they were supporting that ministry just as much as Bridletown was financially. The same is true for each missionary partnership that we've had. The resources of the kingdom of God have come together in this place, both financially and in terms of volunteer energy, to reach out and demonstrate God's love in this community. One of the things that I am so excited about is the program that's developed to help unemployed or underemployed newcomers to Canada. The RP3 program here at Bridletown is a model of how to reach out to new Canadians. And I'm just so excited, not just by the design of that ministry and sort of how it does things, but by the strong team of committed volunteers who serve along with Ron. Ron is constantly bragging about the quality of volunteer that he has here at Bridletown. Most of you are graduates of the program, continuing to invest your time and energy in prayers and share your testimonies of God's faithfulness with people. And literally hundreds of people have been blessed through that ministry. Similarly, our small group ministry has touched the lives of hundreds of people. We've ministered to one another and to many new friends so faithfully in small groups. So many of you have opened your homes. So many of you have patiently tried to explain, this is a Bible. It includes more than just one book, and just gone through so many basic moments with those who have joined you in your small groups. And though not all the small groups we've started over the years are meeting right now, there is a tremendous amount of vital and important work that's going on in our small groups at Bridletown. The other thing that comes to my mind is that Bridletown has been faithful in evangelism, whether it's through small groups or the Alpha course and all that you who have worked in that course have done, or stuff that we've developed on our own, like the Beginnings course. We've persevered to share our faith in Christ with others who have not yet come to know Him. Plus, we've used our building to bless others. I don't know if you're aware that many small churches have used this room to celebrate their own baptismal services, and that's happened over and over again over the years. In addition to that, the Tamil Christian Church of Canada has been able to grow and really flourish inside this building without having the constraints of some nasty and bitter landlord looking over their shoulder and trying to make things difficult for them. In fact, we become part of a sense of family together. Toronto City Mission and Youth Unlimited have developed innovative programs right out of this building to bless people in this community. And again, that's been a service partly of this church to just say, go ahead, do whatever you want. Break a window, tear up a carpet if you need to. Just reach people and share God's love with them. In addition, Agent Court Community Services uses this facility even now on a weekly basis every Thursday morning. And we've become a popular spot. You don't necessarily know this, but we're the location of choice for condominium corporation meetings in this neighborhood. Those are interesting evenings, as some of us know, as condo members kind of battle it out sometimes, and on occasion I've joked that maybe we need to purify the room after some of those condo meetings. But isn't it something? There are about four condo corporations nearby who have somehow, you know, heard the word and come in here and use our building for that purpose. We've invested as well in discipleship and leadership development. In addition to good Sunday morning teaching for children and for youth, and sometimes for adults too, we've facilitated meaningful one-on-one mentoring. Do you remember the Journey course or the Growing Leaders course? I don't know about you, but I still hear from people who testify to how their lives were deeply impacted just by one-on-one conversations that were facilitated with a mentor through those two programs over the years. The current partnership that we have with Tyndale's Tim Center is also making a strong, positive impact on leaders from this church, from the Tamil Christian Church of Canada, and from many other churches who gather here, not every Monday night, but regularly gathering here on Mondays and sometimes on Saturdays to learn about what it means to lead in the church context. So those are just some of the things that stand out to me about this church. And that's why I say Bridletown is a wonderful church. It's a terrific church. And it's a church that has been a huge, huge blessing in our lives and to me personally. At the same time, there are a number of challenges that you're facing and that we face together as Christians in Canada. The church seems to be weakening. Fewer and fewer Canadians are finding time to engage or figure out how to engage with a church family or even with God in our overcommitted culture. In an urban environment like Toronto, there are additional ministry challenges. The population of our city is very diverse, and many Torontonians are thoroughly committed to a religion other than Christianity or to a secular worldview. Church growth strategies of the past, they make too many false assumptions for our context. And when they're applied, these strategies often only succeed at attracting church members from one church to another. It's clear that the task in Canada is a missionary task. The task in Canada is a missionary task. This is an exciting opportunity. Talk to any missionary who served anywhere in the world, and in spite of sometimes great odds that the church faces in some of the most difficult parts of the world, missionaries continually testify to how privileged they feel to have been able to serve in that capacity in difficult places. Friends, Canada is a difficult place, and we have the privilege and the opportunity to grab hold of that missionary task right here in Canada. And it's one of the things that excites me the most about the future of our church in this nation. It's also a huge challenge. It's a huge challenge for churches all over, and it will continue to be a challenge for Bridletown. On top of these spiritual challenges, we're surrounded by social needs that call out for our attention as followers of Jesus. We're called to love both God and neighbor. And Jesus taught that discipleship involves being neighborly to anyone who is in need. The opportunities to express love in our neighborhoods are almost without limit in Toronto, and it can be overwhelming. So, as Bridletown continues to follow an approach of servant-hearted outreach, I don't think you'll be surprised to hear from me that I would counsel you to collaborate with others. The diversity of our context requires that we collaborate with Christians of different backgrounds so that the message of the gospel is not bound by any one group's cultural preferences, biases, or blind spots. And the fact that the church is sometimes perceived, rightly even, as an institution motivated primarily by selfish impulses like more money or more people or bigger and fancier buildings means that we must show that we are willing to work for Jesus' glory even if there is no obvious win for our congregation. And finally, we must collaborate because Jesus called us to testify to the reality of His person through our unity. In closing, I want to emphasize what I said in the beginning. Bridletown is one terrific church. What's more, I want to just say the elders at Bridletown right now, especially, and throughout the years, are doing a terrific job. I commend them to you as your leaders as you step into this season of transition. And I've relied on them leading me over the years, and then especially and in with great care they have led in these last weeks since my resignation. I love Bridletown. We love Bridletown as a family. And I have thoroughly enjoyed being your pastor. It has been one of the greatest privileges of my life. As I've said before, our decision to leave or move on is not really a decision to leave Bridal Town in our mind. It's a decision to follow Jesus where he's leading us to go. There's nothing in this that is a rejection of anything about this church. I was so touched last week as one woman who hasn't had the opportunity to be with us for some months took me aside after our service and asked me, is there anything that I've done that would cause you to leave our church? And the first thing I did was I laughed because I just thought it was almost a joke. And I said, no, there's nothing that you've done. And friends, there's nothing that anyone in this church has ever done that would cause us to make a decision to leave. We are not leaving because of hurt or pain or disappointment or frustration. We're leaving because God has called us to step into something else. And we're leaving with great confidence that our decision to move forward as a family is going to be part of God's story for this church. And I'm so excited to find out about the next person that God has been preparing for longer than he will have realized to be the next leader here at Bridal Town. And I believe that truly, to steal the words of a recently elected American president, the best is yet to come. There is so much that God still has to do in his eternal plan and purposes and in his plan and purpose for this church. The truth is, we feel a huge sense of loss as we leave Bridal Town. And I've told our kids over and over again, because they were born here. I mean, they weren't literally born here. They were born at North York General, which is pretty close. But they've grown up in this church. And Bridal Town is just such an incredible example of a loving church family. And I predict, although I don't want to be a pessimist, I predict we will never again experience the sense of being a part of a church family in quite the way that we have here at Bridal Town over the years. So we have a profound sense of loss as we leave you. But we also have peace from God and a deep sense that he will work to glorify his name in our family and at Bridal Town in the years ahead. I said I was going to read from Colossians. I've taken way more time than I really wanted to. But let me just read these words from Paul's letter to the Colossians. I'm going to lift the first ones out of context, so if you know the context, forgive me. Paul says, whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. Whatever you do, do it heartily for him. And I want to encourage you, in Paul's words, to continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it, with thanksgiving. And at the same time, if I can ask you, using Paul's words, to pray also for us, that God may open to us a door for the word, to declare the mystery of Christ, that we may make it clear, which is how we ought to speak. And then Paul goes on to say to the Colossians, and if I can borrow his words last time, to say to you, conduct yourselves wisely towards those who aren't a part of this church, who aren't yet followers of Jesus. Paul calls them outsiders. Conduct yourselves wisely towards people who are not yet your friends, who don't yet know Jesus, who haven't come to understand his work at the cross. Let your speech always be gracious. Seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. Can I just pray for you as a church to end this time? Heavenly Father, thank you so much for Bridletown. Thank you for your faithfulness to this church over the years. We've recounted so many times that this building was built on donated land with money that was provided from another Associated Gospel church here in Toronto. And that you, even in that founding act of provision, showed us how you would always work to sustain a witness for Jesus, a community of faith, a community of growth and discipleship here at Bridletown, that it would be your church in your hands. And I thank you on behalf of all of us gathered here for the ways that you have used Bridletown Park Church to reveal yourself to us, to teach us, to help us to grow, to give us opportunities to love and serve one another, to be a place of community that reaches out in love, declaring the truth about Jesus Christ to others. And Lord, even as we recognize that Bridletown is your church, we also confess that sometimes we're not as keenly aware of that. Sometimes we think about personalities, individual people, gifts and talents that certain people possess, and we ask ourselves, you know, what would the church be like, or how could the church continue if it weren't for certain individuals? But Lord, over the years we've seen that as you have called people to this church and sometimes called them to move on, that you have always been faithful, and that there has always been something beautiful here for the glory of Jesus' name. And so, Lord, we look to you for the future of Bridletown at this time of transition. And we ask that you would just be faithful to your promises, that you would, by your power and in the name of Jesus, continue to grow something here that would be pleasing and glorifying to you. And Lord, we pray for so many people who surround us in our day-to-day lives, people in our neighborhoods, people at our workplaces, people in this neighborhood here around our building, who don't yet really know how much you love them and all that you've done in Christ to claim them as your children. Lord, we pray that you would compel us to be faithful in ministry for their sake, that we would continue to sustain a faithful and clear and Bible-based witness to Christ from this church. And Lord, that as we do so, you would work in us and through us and around us by the power of your Holy Spirit to draw people into your family. That would be our greatest honor and privilege as a church. We pray for your rich blessing on all of our lives. Shine on us by your light. Guide us by your grace. Show us your love, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.